What up? I'm Ryan.
What's up? I'm Mike.
Oh, you messed it up.
I did?
Yeah. Alright, we'll go with it though.
Fuck it.
So this is my guest, Mike.
Yes, sir. Friend.
Mike, what's your nickname?
Nickname? Mike Vo.
Why?
Because, you know, you got my first name, Mike, and then the last name is Vote. You combine them, Mike Vo.
So is that what they call you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Who does that include?
You know, you got,
when I
like...
say they.
Huh?
When I say they, is that what they call you? Like,
you got, like, they? My friends, you know?
Okay, you so got, the hombres?
Like, yeah, you got, like, someone who was on the podcast before, Aiden Rolls.
Okay.
Call me Mike Vo. Ryan Droz, you know him?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Your nickname brings me to something else. We also got another guest in the car. His name is Matt. Vote. What's your nickname, Matt?
Matt Vote.
Yeah, those are bad nicknames. You gotta come up with another one, Mike.
I gotta make a new one?
Yeah. On the spot. 3, 2, 1.
Fuck, I don't even know, bro.
Come on. I think of one thing that you like.
Soccer.
Put something after it.
I'm fucking Soccer Mike.
Soccer Mike. There you go.
There you go, bro. That's a nickname.
Yeah. How about you, Matt? Come up with another one.
Mine?
Yeah. So what's one thing you like?
Boys.
You know, I be hooping. I be
Hooper Matt.
Yeah, I'm the hoop man.
Matt Hoop?
Hoop man.
Yeah.
So you hoop Matt?
Yep.
Are you gonna do basketball this year?
I don't even know what's going on, but like like January, February, I got AAU coming up, so.
Oh shit. How about you, Mike? Soccer?
Yeah, soccer coming up February, then you got the track season.
You're playing soccer in the spring?
I might.
Isn't it usually in the fall?
Yeah, they pushed it back to February.
Do you think you're gonna like it? Like, is it gonna be better or worse?
I think it's gonna be cold as fuck out, because it's gonna be like snow and shit.
I don't know. In the fall, there's snow and shit too.
That's right.
Especially last year too. Snow on Halloween.
It's gonna be weird. I mean, I went to like a couple of days of like the preseason stuff, and then they was just wearing masks and doing boring shit, so I quit.
The soccer or track?
The soccer, and then I just went over to track.
What do you like more, soccer or track?
Honestly, track's a little bit more fun. Coaches are more chill.
What are you better at?
Probably track, you know. I'd be running out there and shit.
Matt, can you confirm this?
I have no idea.
He ain't never seen me run before.
I don't believe you, Mike. Sorry to say. So what you been up to since you've been living?
You know, fucking doing a shit ton of schoolwork, honestly.
Schoolwork. You do all of it, or just everything that's needed?
Like everything that's needed, and then, like, if I don't do something, Kim's on my ass.
Oh, for real? Damn, my mom's math fucking screws me over. I don't do any assignments. I got a D on the last test, which is kind of impressive. If you're not doing any assignments for the past 3 months, like...
Facts.
Or 2 months, because I kind of...
Kim's on my ass if I get a B anything. She's just like, Jim. Jim gets pissed.
Jimbo?
Yeah, Jim's like, you get a B, bro, and he's going in like, are you even trying? Or like, what the fuck's going on?
I get, like, C's are okay. So I love that. I got, like, 2 A's, 2 B's, 1 C, 1 D. So it's, like, not bad, but my mom thinks it's satanic how bad it is.
My Spanish class, if we were in school, I'd have a D, bro, but I'd be using Google Translate all the time.
Damn, you can do that in Spanish?
Yeah.
Because I know for German, like, it would, like, fuck up the...
Last year, my teacher was a tryhard, but, like, this year, he doesn't seem to notice.
Same teacher or different?
Different. I got some, like, dude, his name's, like, Jose Mora, but he changed his name to J, like, just the letter J.
That's awesome. Is he attractive?
Huh?
No, do you find him physically attractive?
He's a little cute.
Okay.
He's got the salt and pepper in his beard, you know? Like, he's got
salt and pepper?
You know, like the gray, like turning into gray.
Yeah. How old is he?
I think he's probably like late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, that's the perfect age.
But he has pronouns. He has his pronouns in his email bio, so it's like, fuck.
What is it?
It's like he's like a guy, but like he put him in there like he, him. Like, what the fuck?
Damn. So I was watching Hulu earlier today, right? And there was ads in Hulu, unlike Netflix, the superior, well, for movies, Netflix.
Yeah, Hulu has too many fucking ads.
Yeah, but they keep getting longer and longer. It used to be 30 seconds at max. Now it's 1 minute, 20 seconds. It's like,
and there's like three of them, too.
Yeah. Or it might have been 90 seconds back in the day, but now it's 120. And so there was this ad. It was a mirror, right? Have you seen this ad where it's like a screen but a mirror at the same time?
No,
where it's
I
like
haven't.
Workout? It's crazy. Is that you can do 40, No, you could do $32 for like, no, $42 for 36 months. Like, that's how you can pay for it. Or just pay $1,500.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, it's kind of fucking impressive.
It's like a mirror that's a TV?
Yeah, I mean, it's useless. You can't watch TV on it. It's only for, like, working out.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So it's like, the concept is cool, but the delivery isn't that worth it. Like, if it was ever a TV like that, like, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, like, just got, like, the mirrored TV. You just, like, without the TV on, you got the mirror turning on.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's this other commercial for the first all-electric truck. No, it was the Hummer truck.
The Hummer truck?
The Hummer. Search it up on your phone real quick. It's, like, crazy. Like, it's not... doesn't look too crazy, but it's, like, a crazy concept, you feel? Mm-hmm. It's, like, Hummers are, like, badass. Like,
yeah, you got all the power, but you make it electrical.
You put that... I think it was called like, Hummer EV or some shit like that. I don't know. But it had, like, a fuck ton of lights.
Yeah, the GMC Hummer EV, the electric truck.
Yeah. GMC's in on that, too.
That thing looks like it's from the future. What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Show Matt. Like, Hummer's out of business, too. They stopped making Hummers in 2008, but then they come back with this, like...
I be getting those ads all the time when I'm watching, like NFL and shit.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
How much even is it? Let me look that shit up. Yeah,
I'd say equal as a Tesla. Nah, more than a Tesla.
I don't really... I mean, honestly, like, electric cars, they seem cool and
it's
shit.
Self-driving, too.
Oh, you can self-drive?
Yeah. So it's pretty much like a Tesla, but a Hummer. Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, Hummers are big as shit, too. It said it can cost around $80,000. So it's like...
That's not too bad. That's not bad at all,
actually. It's like the Tesla truck, you know, like the fucking... like the
weird, the Cybertruck?
Yeah, they're like the same
thing.
Which
one would you take, the Hummer or Cybertruck?
The Hummer.
How about you, Matt? Hummer or Cybertruck?
Honestly, I'd take the Cybertruck because that shit looks raw.
If I needed a truck, I would take the Hummer truck.
I just feel like...
The Cybertruck would be like... technology advanced as fuck. That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, I think, look at that, looks like a normal truck. You got like the, I don't even know what the fuck that is, bro. That's just like a bunch of shapes.
That's like Apple. Do you know how simple Apple is? Like their presentations or like their ads? I feel like that's a good, like Apple, but a car.
I mean, if I saw someone whipping that, though, I'd be like, respect.
Exactly. I mean, it's only 80,000, so it's not crazy respect.
Yeah, but then you're like driving, you're like, shit, I gotta charge my car. You can't even go to gas stations.
The Model X, like, the charge is crazy. Like, you could plug it in at night, and then it'd be fully charged by the morning.
Yeah, that's decent.
But it depends on how much driving you do.
Yeah, you don't really have to pay, right, that much if you have one in your house. So it just goes with, like, the electrical bill?
Yeah. I think it only went up, like, $12 or something like that.
Which is
kind of money, but, like, compared to gas.
Your gas is hella expensive.
I mean, not right now. It's cheap as fuck.
It's going to go up, though. We know after the...
election. Mm-hmm. After Kanye West gets elected.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be so mad, you know, that Kanye's president now.
Trump's going to demand a recount, and it's not going to be any of them.
Yeah, he's going to be Kanye's going to come up out of nowhere.
Does all Donald Trump's plans.
He's just
going to
be
like
spinning bars in office, bro. Kanye's going to drop a presidential album.
No, his worship, like his church choir, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, he used to like rap, drop so much good music, and now he's just like gone straight church
because,
mode.
He had like a mental breakdown not the other day.
He's had
like
a lot of those on Twitter and shit.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Like, people call him insane. And I'm like, come on.
And he's running for president, bro. What the fuck?
Did you see the thing where like Trump's wife, I saw it on like TikTok or whatever, and I looked it up, and it's like true. It's like his wife is gonna like divorce him as soon as he gets out.
That'd be
rough though.
Donald Trump would be like, alright.
He's probably got hella bitches he can just pay.
Or just money, strippers.
He just starts dishing out ones and stuff.
The vice president, Biden's vice president, Kamala Harris.
He's gonna go for that and he's gonna like try to get back in office.
Yeah, he's gonna take Biden. Biden's gonna die. And then Kamala Harris is gonna be president and then she's gonna resign and give it to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Boom.
What if, you know, Trump marries Biden and then Trump becomes the first man?
First,
you know, because
it's weird.
Yeah, but he'd be the first man.
Wait, who'd be the vice president if the vice president became president? Would it be?
I think.
No. I meant like.
Like if the president dies and then it's like the vice president becomes president.
Yeah, like.
I think the House of Representatives person moves up, and then they just like fill in the spots.
Damn.
If Biden dies in office, that's going to be wack as shit, because it's just like...
That's going to cause chaos, I feel like. Because it's going to be the first woman president, and I'm all for that, but, like, people aren't going to be all for that, so that's going to be crazy. Going to be at war since someone... country is weak because of all the protests, riots, crazy fucking shit going on. Mm-hmm. But, hey, gotta live life.
For real.
So, Colorado just got back from there this morning at, like... We landed at, like, 11.
How long were you there for?
I left Friday night. We landed in Denver at, like, 10, maybe. Then we drove out to the mountains where we stayed. And it was pretty cool. Estes Park, it's, like, in the mountains. So, that was pretty cool. The morning... and then we stayed there all Saturday, then came home Saturday evening. But the morning, like, Saturday morning, we woke up, and we heard, like... My mom thought it was, like, a dead horse or something. Like, it was, like that scream, kind of, like, that pitch. And then my mom was like, oh, I see something, like, through a fence. It was, like, maybe, like, a fence about 5-6 feet tall, but there's a picnic table right there. So my mom got out there and, like, turned around and was like, dude, like, come here to us through the window. So we went, and it was just, like, at least 53 elk. Like, some of them had big horns. They were, like, it was, like, a herd. I counted 53, but already, like, a third of them already left, like, out of my sight.
They were just chilling there?
Yeah, they were, like, passing through. Some were fighting, like, headbutting. It was crazy. I think I have a video. I'll show you that.
I think it was on your private, right? You posted something with the...
Yeah, they weren't fighting, though. My brother got a picture of them head-to-head, like, fucking fighting. It's crazy.
It should be raw. Because they got, like, big-ass horns, right?
Some of them. And then we drove up through the mountains. And then it's pretty cool up there. You can see, like, snow-capped really far away, like... Like, do you see those clouds over there, like, through the trees, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but those are mountains.
Yeah, because when you get up higher, they got fucking...
Yeah,
it's
then
colder.
You see the snow. But, yeah, it was real cool. But, like, we didn't really do anything else other than, like, drive through the mountains. Like, that's pretty cool. But
yeah, because you get to see stuff.
Yeah. And then we saw two elk driving up one mountain. They were just, like, chilling in the snow, which there was like sun and like grass on the side, like beneath the tree, like on the side of the tree, but then like right behind the tree there's shade and then snow, and the oak was just laying it, which
like when you was driving, was it like one of those like circle things that goes up the mountain, or was it like one of like the roads where like you can like you fall off, you fucking go down the mountain?
What do you mean circle things?
You know, like have you seen like the videos
go around all the mountain,
or it's like, you know, like when you like see people driving up the mountains, it's like there's like the railing, but like below the railing it's just like drop off, you know what I'm talking about? Was it like one of those?
Yeah. One side was mountain straight up. Not straight up, but like at a pretty steep slope. And then the other side was a... It was two lane though. Like one going that way, one going that way.
So it wasn't,
so
like
it wasn't too bad.
You fucking miss a turn, you're just off the fucking line.
Yeah, one lane fucking unrailed.
Those are scary.
But in California, when I went with my grandma so long ago, we drove on a highway right along the ocean. And it was like... a 200-foot drop-off, and it was, like, the lanes were tiny. Like, there was no, like, it was barely, like, you'd have to slow down for every car because you were, like, maybe this far away from their mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, kind of scary for my grandma, but I was loving it.
Yeah, because
you could just see the ocean, then mountains, and beaches. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, like, when me and my family went up to, or we drove down to, like, Georgia, we went through, like, Kentucky and all that, and we were, like, driving through the mountains and shit, and you get to a certain point, your ears pop, because you're going up so high.
Bro, my ears popped. My ears didn't pop on the way home on the airplane, like, at all. That's because I was in the mountains so much, and we would go down, up, down, up.
I remember I was in the plane, and I had my AirPods in, and then popped, and I was so confused, because I was just like, why did the music get louder?
Yeah. There's this, like, one song by Kid Cudi that just, like, screamed at the start. And I listened to it once when my ear, like, on the way there, when my ears weren't fully popped. Like, it was just, like, quiet. So I didn't think anything of it. And then I listened to it on the way back, and my ears didn't, like, weren't popping at all. And I listened to it again, and it, like, surprised the fuck out of me.
Bro, speaking of popping ears, this was 8th grade, and I think it was Mr. Gottfried science class. I'm chilling there. And I'm like, I had to pop my ears. I don't know why, and I did it. And I got so dizzy for like 30 minutes, because I don't know why, but they didn't go back to normal. So I was just laying there on the table, bro.
That happened to me, but there was... I was like very dehydrated or something like that.
And so I just sat there, bro, and I had no idea what was going on. And the Mr. Gottfried's over there just like listening to music and spitting bars. You know how he be. You got Mr. Febles, right? Or Mrs. Febles?
Yeah, she was awesome. Well, not really, but she was funny as fuck. Like, we just did whatever.
You tried it with Nico, right?
Yeah, Nico and Max. And a Nick Young. It's funny. And then, who's the other people?
Yeah, bro, Mr. Gottfried, he would just, like, sit there and, like, put on his, like...
Doesn't he make noises? Wasn't he the one
that... Yeah, he goes, like, he, like, pushes his nose down and stuff, and, like, it's weird, bro.
I think it was Nick on the podcast. I'm like, you guys have the greatest stories from middle school. Like, you're like, Miss Del Judas. Matt, do you got any stories? Some good stories?
Yeah, bro, I remember a bunch, low-key. I remember...
I whip one out.
Alright, so one was, I was in the back of the class, and I tried chucking, like, a marker into the trash can, and it was a tin trash can, so it just, like, doinked off of it, and it was so loud, whole class went quiet, and then she was like, who did that? Nobody, like, it was close to the end of the class, too, so there's about, like, 2-3 minutes left, and then she's like, y'all are not leaving if, like, you don't tell me who did this, so I walk up, the bell rang, and I walked up, I was like, I didn't do it. I don't know why I walked up then. And then she was like, I went and picked the pen up from the ground. And then I told her that I didn't do it so that everybody could leave. And then, yeah, she got, like, so mad. And then, all right, so this is freshman year. This is another story. Right, so I...
What teacher?
Miss Del Juicy? Nah, Spanish. This was Miss Gonzalez, right? So it's the class is about to end. And then these two kids... Jalen Binion and, like, I forgot the other kid's name, but they just walk out, and my teacher's, like, going to get him. And so this kid comes in, right, and he's, like, he calls the teacher a fat ass, pokes her in the stomach, and then just, like, walks away. And then the next day, she told the whole class, she was, like, I felt very, like, threatened, and she couldn't sleep. She had to write us, like, a note and stuff.
Took off work because someone made her insecure.
Yeah, she was.
Damn, that's
crazy. She was a snowflake, as we'd call him. You know?
Bro, one of my best middle school stories. It was 7th grade, Mrs. Miller, social studies. She lost her phone, couldn't find it. She called the cops.
Oh yeah, I remember you.
She had like, that like, day. We had the community office or whatever, like the cop chilling in there. He had his metal detector, bro. We sat there for like.
You guys had the metal detector in there?
He brought like this shit, bro. Because first he like searched everybody.
In middle school, right?
Yeah, who was it? Mr. Amos? Like the.
Derek Fowler. Or.
Yeah, the one.
Yeah, the one baseball player. Mm-hmm. Looks exactly what like.
He was so like every. Like the people that walked in, like asking where the phone were pissed. He was like, I'm going to walk out and the phone better be there. And no one did anything. And so, like, everybody walked out. The cop came in, searched everybody. And then he started doing, like, the wand check, you know?
Cause did he search your pockets or anything or just your bags?
Both. Like, so he, like,
your binders
he said put everything in your pockets, like, on the table. And so he, like, checked the backpacks and did the wand thingy. So if you had, like, you were hiding the phone. And so this was 7th period. And we didn't get out till, like, 30 minutes after 8th period. And we were just sitting there because there were, like...
Did you miss
your bus? Yeah. I don't know, she couldn't even find it, bro. Like, no one even had it in the classroom. And she managed to just lose it, yeah. And then she, like, a week later, she was like, someone emailed me and they had it. I'm like, how the hell did they have it? But if no one had it in the class.
No, she just placed it somewhere else, like, in the bathroom. Someone stole it.
That shit was goaded, though, because, like, the cops and all that, and we're, like, so pissed because we thought we stole their phone.
That's hilarious. In middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Middle school was crazy with all the fucking, like, with the Henry situation and all that shit.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was, like,
And then lunchroom.
Big.
I hated every, like, lunch, bro. You move seats, you got in trouble.
Right. Yeah, you had to sit at a science heating and you would get, like, lunch detention or some shit.
You remember when I think you were at my lunch table, right? And this is 8th grade. And I tried chucking, like, a water bottle to Michael Walchuk. And I hit this kid in the face. It was like the Bucks dude that like wears Bucks gear like all the time.
Oh yeah,
with the big ass forehead.
Yeah. 34.
Tyler yeah. Shimshack, bro. I know him from Snapchat.
So I did that, and like everybody was fine, and like I just it was so awkward. I just didn't want to walk up to him and say like sorry. I felt
you
bad.
Just laughed. Yeah, and, like, but then and I was like, Matt, apologize, and like everyone was saying like say sorry, Matt.
This was 8th grade.
And then this Mexican bitch, she told like Ms. Was Ms. Ziegler? She told her. And
oh, the older lady, right?
Yeah, she told her, and I had to go sit up front. What a bitch!
You did anything in that lunchroom, bro? Like me and Max Peachy were like we're sitting across from each other.
Miss Cook and Mr. Cook.
They were crazy. I threw a paper airplane, and we were just playing catch. And she said I was trying to hit him with it, and like she made me sit up front for the day.
Bro, middle school is the worst part of the education system so far.
You couldn't even have your phone out or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of go with that, but they were so strict about it.
Mr. Shifu.
Oh, or like they were
still. I brought him up with Nick.
Temps in the back. Temps in the back.
Yeah, he was like judging people based off it. I feel like
he was so he'd get so mad.
Yeah.
I remember like it was like one of the first days I was getting hot lunch, and I was like
7th or 8th.
What?
7th or 8th grade.
I think it was 8th. It might have been 7th grade. I don't remember. It was one of the two. But so then I'm like, there's like, you have to have like 4 people in a line, like getting food, and then you have like the people like standing at the door. And so I think it's like 4 in there at a time. And there's like 5, and I just walked in, and like there's too many, and he like screamed at me. He just got so mad.
He would always walk around with a Dick Butkus jersey, bro, like he was the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, good times.
I remember start of 8th grade, I'm sitting at a table, I don't even know who was there, but Johnny Marquez was at the table behind me. He's going up to the snack shack, getting his usual like 3 ice creams and his like 2 donuts, bro. And so I put like 4 cups of water like by his seat, and he walks over, knocks them all over. And then the teacher comes over, and for some reason she thought Dylan Otua did it. So she made Dylan Otua and his table clean up all the messes, and I'm just sitting there dying, bro, because there's just water all over the place. Well, best, we had like she was low-key a MILF. It was like one of the
special ed teacher, or no.
Yeah. I don't know, Miss MacArthur's. So she comes over with like all the leftover food from the snack shack on like Friday. Oh yeah,
I remember that shit. We used to get like free ice cream
and like if you ask, she'd give it to you. But Kai Pass comes up and just fucking swipes a donut off her. And she was used to be so chill, but she made him sit up front for like a week. She got so mad.
I actually sit up front for a week for something.
Who was that, like, the fucking, like, the social worker that always come over and she would, like, make us, like, watch presentations on the big-ass screen, bro? Yeah. She was so annoying.
Or we watch movies sometimes. They stopped doing that shit, sadly.
And then they just turned on, like, the raffle tickets you could win, like, the makeup set or, like, candy.
Dude, I remember that. Like, the Friday movies. Oh, my God.
But remember the... Well, there's 2 things. Do you remember the shit we used to, like, we would make drinks at a table with, like, fuck shit? And
then
shit.
Patrick Boslowski, whatever the fuck.
Dude, he would get so pissed.
We'd piss him off so
who did,
much.
Who did you guys, like, end up getting kicked out of your table? Like, didn't you get someone kicked?
Oh, yeah, we had, like, a full table. Yeah. And then, like,
Colin Vandekar or something?
Got kicked out.
Then it was Colin Vandekar and like, 2 other people.
Caleb, you know the...
Yeah, the black dude.
Yeah.
Caleb Harvey?
Yeah. Yeah, they got kicked out, but like they didn't even do anything wrong. Yeah. Caleb Harvey would always get blamed for shit. Like, we would do something, and then we would just be like, "We didn't do it." And then Caleb would be like, "Yeah, I didn't do it either." And then she'd be like, "You know what? You and you, Caleb." We would convince Caleb to piss off Patrick all the time.
But yeah, Patrick got so pissed at everything.
And then he would try to blame it on us, and we'd just be like, "Nah."
I think, like Colin Vandekar like launched his spoon into the snack shack line, and like that's where he got kicked out.
No, I think he launched it into, like, the actual hole where you get your food.
Yeah,
at the
work. Bro, middle school, like, you could do all that shit in, like, in a high school now. They didn't care. Like, we did a lot
of fun out of it, which makes people not do it anymore, which is
that's why we always did dumb shit, bro. Like, last year, I transitioned from, like, launching, like, shit in, like, at the table, like, with the bags you hit it and it, like, flies up. We transitioned from that to, like, terrorist attacks. Like, we tried to steal the bathroom door with, like, we walked in there with 3 sets of screwdrivers, you know, when we started unscrewing.
How the fuck are you gonna get that out?
We couldn't. We got all the screws off and everything. We got it like tilted.
Still, you gotta get it.
Oh yeah, we were like how to like steal it. We were talking like it was me and Conrad, and we were like after track practice, we're just gonna put it over our head and walk out back, and Diggy's gonna pull up his car and we're gonna throw it on there and drive away. It wasn't a great plan.
Yeah, you guys sound like bad criminals.
Yeah, but the door got the door like we did it one time. We come back, the door's like glued on. Like after we started unscrewing it.
Yeah, bathrooms are crazy at high school. There's drug deals, there's fucking fights, there's
kids taking shits, bro. That's the like there's kids just taking a shit.
There's kids throwing fucking wet paper towels at the walls. Oh,
so this is the same day I got in trouble for throwing an apple. Me and Conrad walk in the bathroom. Conrad's got a opened yogurt. He first stall, he looks over and just fucking chucks. There's a kid shitting in there and gets it everywhere. And then so after I'm sitting there talking with the whole custodian staff, because I do apologize to all of them for me throwing an apple at the wall. And he's like, some kid threw yogurt in the bathroom today and it cleared up. And I was just like, shit, man, I don't know who it was. And I was just laughing.
Bogus.
Yeah, I remember I saw Juan. He was cleaning.
Clean machine?
This was the best. So this is like in the entrance, and there's like the little box, you know, like the... Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, fuck it, there's no one around. I took a yogurt, chuck it top window. And then the next day, Juan's he's on his escalator, bro, cleaning up off the window.
Bro, he must hate us, or at least you and Matt.
Dude, and then one time, Well, he, it was.
Didn't he get like a peanut butter and jelly stuck somewhere?
Yeah, I threw one. It was like in the tin foil, like it was mushed up in the tin foil, and I threw it at like the wall, and it's like rigid, and it just got stuck in there, and it was just chilling in there. And I think it hit someone at the end of the day, because I walked past at the end of the day, and it was just chilling on the ground, half open, and it was just like everywhere.
Yeah, it fell, and someone tried to eat it.
We used to throw shit up on like the ledges, bro. We throw we got like 4 PB&Js and just like fucking fruit and shit up there.
Yeah, you guys are horrible. You're a menace to society.
Tyler Dumas, one time he threw a water bottle at the ceiling tile, and it was like the ceiling, it was like the silver grate that was like metal, and it like started bobbling, and we're like, if this shit falls, we're done.
During lunch?
Yeah, like the end of lunch, bro, when everybody like lines up, because that's when the most shit goes down. Oh, one of the funniest
things. Don't say that. The cops are going to hear it, and I'll always be over there when we,
for real.
When we go this back one, to school. This one, Hayden Simpson, there was like the doors open, and somehow he was the only one in the entire lunchroom that knew you could lock the door. Like, there's a button you can lock the door. And it was like minus 30 out, so he opens every door and locks them all. And so, like, this fat dude with this thermometer comes up, and he's like, it's way too cold in here. All the doors are open. And then
he brought a thermometer.
I think we called her Hasselhoff. She was like the dude.
Yeah, I remember that.
She runs over to the cameras, bro, and just like watch. Like, we're walking by, and we just see him on the camera. She walked into my study hall thinking he was in there, but she goes to the different study hall, grabs him, and he gets like in trouble for like a week of detention, saying that like he could have let in like a threat to the school because every door was locked open, because she couldn't close it, bro. She was trying to shut it, and it wouldn't budge. She got so mad.
So Hayden Simpson, you had to lock the door, but then that worker at the school didn't know how to.
No. She literally went up and started pushing, and then she runs over to the cameras.
She's like, fuck it, I can't do it. Go to the cameras.
And it was windy as shit, bro. Like, that's like you throw a paper out there, bro, and it come back in and just fly in.
Was it, what season was it?
It was, like, winter.
Was there snow on the ground or ice, or was it just
cold? It was snow outside. Where is it? Because we would, like before, we'd open the doors, bro, and we'd just start throwing apples at the fucking ground, bro, and just have them splatter everywhere. They didn't do anything about that, though.
And, like, this was last year, too. It was, like, me, like, Jesse, like, Cooper and all them, we'd, like, launch shit at, like, Josh and, like, Ryan Doherty's table. And so, this was towards, like, the end of the year, before, like, Corona and that. Mm-hmm. And so, we were just launching, like, candy corn, and it was hitting, like, the windows and shit, and it was like, boom, boom, boom.
Why the fuck did you have candy corn during, not during Halloween?
Kim had a whole bag, bro.
Kim began stacked up on the candies and
shit. Snacked up on snacked up?
Yeah. And so we were just launching shit, right? And then, there was a table behind them, and we hit them so many times, and they told on us for, like, launching shit at them. And then, so, the day that, like, I got caught, a little bit before, like, the teacher came up and she was like, yo, like, we got complaints, like, telling, that people are telling us that, you're hitting them.
Was I sitting at this table? Because I think, I remember something like that happening.
No, you weren't. Were you, fifth period lunch? Like, or, I think it was, like, fourth.
Yeah, I was
fifth. I had fifth and fourth, but I don't know what years. Last year, sophomore?
Last year, yeah.
Maybe. I remember you hitting someone and then, like, no, you launched something and a teacher was right behind you, and she didn't see it. I remember that.
I don't remember. But then
I did. That was me, bro. We never, because you had a lunch table freshman year, right?
I think so. Was Matt at the lunch table?
Yeah, it was all of us, bro. You,
and Miss Comrade Matt.
One of the deans.
Oh,
she saw me
lunch. Fucking cougar. You like launched something dean, and she was like right behind you, and she like.
Miss Becker, bro. She saw me and she didn't see it hit the ceiling because it was a brownie, and she was just like, go pick that up.
I remember
like,
that.
Bro, the iconic all three of us when we did the trophy, bro. Were you there for the trophy or no? I think you left. Like, remember we used to stand in the morning, like, by the trophy case?
Yeah.
You just started pouring shit in the trophy?
Yeah, I remember that.
It got moldy and stuff?
At least once. I don't know.
And then we moved, because it was just disgusting. We put a piece of the urinal in there, and it was, like, stacked up. And Urinal, like, broke off a piece of the urinal. And so we moved, and that same day, three Mexicans were standing there, and we were just like, if anything goes down, it was them. And then we walk away, bro, come back later, and everything's cleaned up, and the fucking trophy case has a lock on it.
That's awesome. You guys are real menaces. We're hoodlums.
Yeah, we run the school radar, bro. Cause like they had to track me down when I was throwing apples. They were like,
"What the fuck were you throwing apples, Mike?"
It was five. I threw so many, but then when he caught me for throwing one.
Damn, you're crazy.
But I was walking in the hallway, right, and it's like, a tassel off, standing there with their fucking walkie-talkie, and I'm walking to math, and she's like, "We got him," and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And so she walks me down. She's like, "Come here," and I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Follow me," and she's like, "The deans are expecting you." I walk down, bro. Dude comes up to me. He's like shaking my hand. He's like, "I've heard about you," and I was just like, "Oh fuck."
That sounds like a movie, like some fantasy.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm sitting there at the table, bro. Dr. Baker comes in. I want to be nice, so I reach across the entire table and shake his hand.
You bitched up.
I did, bro. And then he takes me to the back of the office, and he's like, "Get your mom on the phone." And he's like, "Your son has been throwing apples." And
You called your mom or he called?
He called my mom.
I was gonna say he made you call her, and then he bitched you
and
out.
And he was like, he was throwing apples. And Kim was like, "God damn it!
What happened? What did Kimmy do?"
I mean, she didn't even... I don't know. Jim was so pissed when I got in the... When I was like, that was...
Who's strict normally? Because I thought it was Kimberly, but...
Yeah, but Jim gets strict at school shit. Like, he got so mad. Kim and Jim were making jokes. They were, like, at the dinner table. They were, like, getting mad. They were like, "What are you going to throw an apple?" I'm like, "Fuck you." They got so mad.
You should have just said... Mom, when you got home, you should have asked her to get some apples.
Yeah, and then I think I let it slip one time. I did it all a bunch of times, but I got caught once.
Then what? What'd they do?
I think it was, like, far enough where Kim just started laughing. Because I made a TikTok, bro. I just stuck my hand. Like, I was just throwing everything.
Wait, you made...
Yeah, I'll show you it.
Are you throwing stuff in school? Or
yeah.
You...
I was hoping the school... Dude. I was hoping the school never found it.
I got caught. What the fuck?
We did this every day.
Damn, your hair is so short.
No. I think the last one's loud as hell. but we would do that every day. We'd throw like fruit cups, we threw grapes at the windows, and it was just like a shotgun pellet, bro. It was just so many of them.
Damn. I remember we checked the PB&J to Josh's table, and he launched it back and hit a girl straight in the face, and like she got so mad, she was like, "Stop acting so fucking childish," and then I think she told on us too.
I remember something exactly like that, but I don't remember Josh. It's tripping me out.
Yeah, we used to launch PB&Js though in freshman year. I remember used to like put them on the fucking the big ass bag and launch them. Yeah,
or the grapes you put in the corner, push it down, and just.
I think we got some on top of the TV. I remember we hit the TV one time.
I remember that.
Who is? Do you remember the video where who threw like the orange across the lunchroom, and like it was covered in tinfoil and like almost hit Ada Rose's table?
It was the Mexican, right? It was last year, and it's just a video of him just like chucking from like where like the microphone is, and he just throws it, and it's just a big ass boom. He got caught instantly.
South Elgin is so fucked if you think about it.
There were so many
the
fights.
The bleach fight, just the.
We were there.
The fight with the bathroom where someone knocks, like, where he knocked the soap dispenser off of someone's head or something.
I saw that.
Like
that kid was in, this was like freshman year, right? Because I remember one kid got his. There was a fight, though.
There was a soap dispenser that got destroyed in a sink. Someone got put, like.
Because the kid in my. Board history first period, he would always have like the dean would always come in after him, because I remember I saw a fight, like they were getting a fight, bro, and he just got his head rocked into the fucking sink, bro. I just remember seeing that shit.
South Elgin is wild.
Like 2 days before like quarantine, like we had like three fucking security guards with waves in there,
bro. We had four. Our max was six at one day, six like throughout the school day.
There's
like,
so many. One of my favorite moments, it was the day before it was like Friday, right before we stopped going to school and shit. And I'm like sitting there after driver's ed, I'm taking a nap on the lunch table for his period. And Mr. Cook, because you know how Mr. Cook started pulling up to the school? Like Mrs. and Mr.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just sitting there. He wakes me up. He's like, "How you doing?" And shakes my hand. And I was just like, "What the fuck?" He asked if I was okay, because I just woke up.
I remember Mr. Cook. He came in the day before Corona. That's crazy.
He was chill, though.
It was bad news.
He would shake up, like, everybody he knew from middle school and stuff. He was just chilling.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Mr. Cook, I would do that, too.
Yeah, but they got so much help. Like, after all those fights, Mr. Moran quit. They got Mr. Cook, Mrs. Cook, security guards.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Mr. Moran's gone, bro.
I knew that, but I didn't know the Cook dynasty came in South Elgin. Alright, what's the worst punishment you've ever gotten, and what was it for?
You talking about, like, at home?
Yeah, or in general.
This is the dumbest one. This was probably like we was young. I don't even remember.
Is it when we left Matt behind?
Kim got like when I was like when we went to Josh's house or something. And Matt fell on his bike. That one was.
Yeah, we were riding back to your house really fast.
And he fell in. No, Kim got so mad. But this was like we were young and we were playing basketball outside, and she was going to the grocery store, and this was, I think this was in April. It was like during spring break, and we were playing basketball, and she wasn't home, and she came, and she was like screaming at us. She was like, "Why are you playing basketball when I'm not home? The cops can see I'm not home, and you'll get in trouble." She was like, she used to be
How young were you?
We were probably like 10 or something. She was like, "You're not of the legal age to stay at home."
Oh, you're home alone.
And she would like, we were playing basketball, and she got so mad. She like grounded us for like a week.
Damn. I can kind of see that, but not too much.
She didn't let us, I think she didn't let us go to like a, I don't think she let us like do Easter. Like she was just like, "No Easter for you." I was
no
like,
Easter.
Shit.
Matt, how about you? Worst punishment?
Shit. It'd probably have to be in like school too. Like the church one where the fucking,
we just got banned from a church. That's not that bad.
And we caused like a fucking conflict between like the whole entire grade.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, like
we were good at starting pretty much riots.
Yeah, for real. We don't, like, when we're at home, we don't get in trouble that much. Like Mike said, that was probably, like, the worst one. But yeah. If she were to, like, ground us, she'd ground us for, like, a day. And she'd, like, totally forget about it.
She gets overly mad for, like, a short period of time. Like, she'll get so mad.
How about Jimbo?
Oh, shit. Worst punishment? I think I remember I broke the TV. I threw a TV
like,
remote.
We were like six.
Because SpongeBob wasn't loaded, so I touched the TV remote.
I remember you had your, we were playing some game, and then you threw the remote, and it like bounced off the TV. It was like, no, I think it was at my cabin. Yeah, you guys went up there, and we had.
We were at Josh's house one time, and Emmett threw like a remote at the fucking, like the one time. I remember Emmett, bro. We were at Josh's house, and Emmett threw it at the cabinet, bro, and almost broke it. I hated Emmett.
The remote or cabinet?
He threw the remote at the cabinet, and it just bounced back, and he caught it, and fucking started playing.
You remember at your cabin when we were riding, like, the golf carts and stuff?
Yeah, and you was crashed.
That shit was so fun. I don't know what I was doing. I just, like, full gas, just, like, swerving and shit.
Yeah, I was in the passenger seat, too. I'm like, what the fuck you doing, man?
And I'm just cruising on the four-wheeler, and you guys are, and, like, damn, you're dying.
Like, your family friends were, like, out on the porch, and they, like, almost saw me crash, but they were, like, they were so nice.
There was, like, two on the back porch, but, like, you already gained control by that.
Yeah.
But I was still kind of shell-shocked.
I shit my pants, bro.
That was so fun.
I'm trying to go back up there again, but I don't know if, like, the same, like, people. I don't know if they still got the four-wheeler.
Remember we started shooting shit with, like, the pellet guns? We were shooting?
Yeah. My grandpa got real guns now. He has an AR-15. He has a pistol. And he's getting a double barrel.
I remember Matt. Me and you went up there to clean up some shit, and I think Matt accidentally hip-fired and, like, almost hit one of us, bro.
Oh, yeah. It was a black BB gun, I remember. Because, like, that wouldn't hurt too bad, but it wouldn't feel good. But if it's a pellet gun,
Your cousins put up. We started smacking the shit out of the bugs with, like, the, they gave us, like, the fucking swatters, bro, because there were so many bugs out there.
Yeah, and the garage is a lot, because we just keep that shit open most of the time.
Oh, remember when we were driving the golf cart in, like, the morning, and, like, the golf cart stopped working, and, like, the old people pulled up? Remember that?
I thought that was a Nico, but...
We were listening to Lil Pump's new album, bro.
And then the clip came off, right? And we were like, what the fuck are we gonna do?
I don't even know how we got back. I think it was, like, you couldn't brake or something. There was something fucked up with
it. No, I could press... The go pedal didn't work. Like, I'd press it down, but, like, it wouldn't go.
And then the old people pulled up, and they were like, what are you guys... They didn't even care. They were just like, what are you guys doing out here?
How did we get back?
I don't even remember.
I think... Did we ride... I feel like one of us ride it with
I
one.
Think we rode it back, but, like, there was something wrong with it. Like, I don't even know.
We rode our golf cart back?
Yeah. We got it back to, like, your cabin, but I don't even know how.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Damn, I can't...
I remember you hit a bump, and I was, like, in the back, and it just, like, cut the back of my ankle.
We were, like, turning, too, and then, like...
And this is all with, like, Lil Pump playing in the background.
No. We hit a bump. Michael's flying up. We hear him come back down. He's like, ow! And then I heard something snap, too, at the same time. I was like, I don't know if that was Matt or the golf cart.
Whenever I hear that, like, the Lil Pump, it's, like, Lil Pump with, like, his hair, and he's driving the fucking jet ski, like, that album.
Yeah.
That shit was classic.
Yeah. But yeah, Matt's ankle was bleeding.
Yeah.
You didn't even realize until we got back, too. Nah. And then my aunt was like, what's that? You're like, eh, kind of just scraped it.
For real.
Because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Didn't we try to do, like, a Ouija board in, like, the basement?
Oh, yeah. My dad took a picture of that shit, I think. Or my mom.
It didn't even work. Or, like, maybe we didn't do it wrong. I don't know.
Nah, I'm just too religious. Too heavenly for it. So, favorite season.
Favorite season? Summer.
Favorite thing to do in that season?
Swim.
Favorite thing to eat?
Favorite thing to eat in that season or anything?
In the season.
In the season? Fuck it, ice cream.
Favorite drink?
Favorite drink? Iced tea.
Favorite dance move?
Favorite dance move? Gotta be the Dougie.
Okay. Favorite hairstyle?
Favorite hairstyle? Curly, you know, I gotta wear a curly.
Favorite race in the summer?
Favorite race?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be the 400 meter, you know? 400 meter shit. Dash.
I can get with that. Matt, how about you? Season?
Season? I like winter.
Food, honestly. During that season?
Food? Shit. Let me get... This is kind of like fall, autumn. Like pumpkin pie, bro.
Let me get some pumpkin pie. I guess so. How about dance move?
Dance move? Shit.
You be hitting the Kubu. We made up the dance.
Yeah, the Kubu dance.
Bro, it's like you start riding a motorcycle, bro, with one leg. Shit's crazy.
Alright, how about favorite, shoot, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Drink?
Favorite accent.
Accent?
Yeah.
Shit.
You like yourself some like British theory?
I love some like Indian accent.
Indian in the winter?
In the winter, yeah.
Fair enough.
Like
my I was saying my favorite holiday. My favorite season is fall. Food in the fall is donuts, those apple cider donuts.
Oh yeah.
Drink would be water.
Water slabs.
Dance move would be probably Dougie.
The Dougie hits, bro.
Dougie in the fall, like
you can Dougie all season round, honestly.
Yeah, and then some Portuguese. That's not an accent. Never mind.
Yeah, but they're just like...
Chinese accent. Dutch. Yeah, I guess
they are. I like the Irish accents, bro. Like the Irish...
I wish I had an Irish accent. I'm kind of Irish, but not too much.
Like right now, this is the perfect weather. Earlier, it was cold as fuck, but now it's nice.
In the morning, it was like chilly, but like pants, long sleeve, perfect.
Last week, it got hot. Like 2 weeks ago, it was freezing. I had a track.
Yeah.
It was like 30.
On to Colorado. Well... I already said that, but it was pretty nice in there too. Like we were in the car a lot because we were driving a lot, and the sun would be beating down on you, and it was hot as fuck. Like I started sweating, I like rolled my window down like a teeny bit.
Bro, it was hot as fuck when we were driving with Miss Teresa, and she didn't have the air or anything. There was just the sun coming in. It was so hot. I was sitting there sweating my ass off with the mask on.
Fall. Like what season was it?
Oh, this was like a couple days ago. So yeah, fall.
Yeah. What do you have, like a paper mask or like cloth?
I like one of like the.
Like one of these.
And I used one of like the disposable, like the blue ones, you know, like the normal ones.
Yeah, these get hot as fuck. I like it for the winter now, cause like I went to a haunted house and we had to wait outside, and I had my mask on and it was perfect. Like it kept my face warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all bundled up too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit. Yeah, that's honestly like people are gonna start wearing masks now and it's not weird. Like you don't get cold, or like you know like the fucking like the. People used to wear like the ski masks, bro, during the winter. It kind of looks like you're gonna rob someone. Yeah. I'm gonna pull up with one of those, bro.
I'm gonna pull up with a mask on and then like goggles, but like fabric, so it's like keeps my eyes warm or like my eyebrows.
Oh, bro, I was on TikTok. This dude is wearing that same mask. He had some goggles on and he was like doing like the like a live stream and he had like the text to speech on. And like he was looking at this guy's name, we just subscribed, and he was like, "This is a robbery," and he just started looking around because everybody started looking at his ass, bro, in the middle of the store. Funny as hell.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny if it happened. What's your favorite nature
being something yeah, related
like,
to nature?
I like the woods, honestly, bro. The woods are cool as fuck.
Nature structure, I guess.
Structure.
The woods count.
Woods, yeah. What I kind like, of woods? What part of the world? Like which forest, I guess. Or woods. I guess there is a
difference. I'm just talking about, like, you know, like you walk woods. And there's just like hella trees. Like, I still remember we walked through the woods at Nick Bean's dad's house to go to CVS, bro. Shit was fun as hell.
Those type of woods.
But they're not that big, but I just like walking around trees in the dark, you know?
Yeah, I think
exploring.
That. Yeah, fearing for your life. Lovely. How about you, Matt?
Not really a structure, but just, like, an aspect of, like, I don't know, like... I
big words, bro.
Big words, you know.
Intricate words.
Big brain, motherfucker. Right here.
Hit me with your structure.
So, I kind of like when it's, like, you know, 50, 60 degrees outside, kind of...
So, temperature.
That's temperature, right? And then, like, when it's kind of cloudy, you know, cloudy, darkish. So, it's
weather. I'm talking about, like river, grassland, woods, forest, ocean.
I mean, shit, ocean, you can't go wrong with an ocean, but...
Which
like,
ocean?
Ocean beach. Shit.
The Pacific? You're talking about the Pacific Ocean?
Pacific, Indian, Arctic?
The Atlantic?
What, I don't know. What's the, Mike, what's the place that we went to in, like, the other... like the Mexican Gulf or something?
Or like the Gulf Coast? I don't even know.
The Gulf of Mexico.
The Mexican Gulf.
The Mexican Gulf.
I mean, got there eventually.
Yeah.
Well, where'd you go? Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panama City.
I've traveled so much.
We've just been straight going to Georgia, Florida our whole life. We haven't gone anywhere else.
Those aren't too bad.
No.
I went to Indianapolis. That wasn't too good. St. Louis. That wasn't too good. But I also been to San Diego, Los Angeles, all that shit. I'm trying to go to Alaska. Fly to Alaska, drive back to
Oregon. Yeah, I feel like going to like a vacation, like most vacations we've been to are just like beach. We go to like somewhere up there, you know.
I love beach vacation. Like Colorado, it's okay, but like I'd rather be in San Diego.
You know what sounds fun as hell? Like just like a cabin in the woods, bro, chilling with the boys.
Bro, I'm trying to get that going. Spring break senior year. We'll be 18, we could rent a house. But I already found a couple houses.
Like those like generic scary movies, bro. You know, just like
yeah. I found a cabin that's $20 a night, and it's in the pretty much middle of nowhere.
We're gonna have one bedroom. We're gonna fight for our life,
outhouse.
But it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it.
It's gonna be fucking awesome. Get seven people in one bed house.
Look at that squirrel.
Yeah, there's a hole.
You just bring hella like sleeping bags, and you're good.
Nah, fuck it. Just blankets. Like, put blankets on the ground.
It would also be cool. Just try to like live on your own, you know, like just like catch some.
Yeah, don't bring no food or anything, bro.
Create a fire. That shit would be rough.
Go out hunting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a cabin, like a low main cabin that doesn't have dishwasher, like all that shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just pull up.
Stay low key.
During the night, bro, you go exploring during the night.
I don't know about that. If you're in the middle of nowhere,
just bring a little pocket knife. Fuck it.
Fucking bear is not gonna. He's gonna eat that pocket knife.
Start stabbing him, bro.
I want to see a bear. That'd be scary, depending in the situation. Like
yeah, some bears go after you, but I think some can just like.
Some encounters, or a good amount of encounters, nothing happens.
They always be like, I know, like people are just like the people that like, just get shit on by the bears, bro, but they still survive.
The houses and like cars that get shit on by bears, like the doors and shit.
Like polar bears, them bitches are the worst.
I wasn't talking about that, but yeah.
They still a type of bear, but they're like the code bears.
They're the white bears.
Those don't seem as mean. Like they're smaller than like normal bears. Like the
polar
fucking,
bears.
No, they're like
polar bears are bigger.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of like the big ass bear. You know when they get in their two feet, bro.
Yeah,
like
black bears and brown bears can go up to 8 feet. I think a polar bear is like 12 feet. I want to say when they stand up.
Yeah, but they got insane. White fur though. They look cool.
They still got fucking shark teeth and shit like that. Same teeth.
Just throw a penguin at them or something.
Yeah.
No, eat that bitch in a second.
Not even. They conserve a lot of their food.
It'd be cool. You gotta fucking go to Antarctica, bro. Like a vacation in the igloo.
A beach day.
Beach day in the igloo.
That'd be horrible. Going to Antarctica for a vacation.
Yeah, people
living
live there.
In California, then doing it, that.
Mm-hmm. It's weird though, cause I think people live there, and it's like how the fuck
scientists
you live there?
Live there.
How the fuck you live there? Cause it's so cold.
It just takes a lot of.
It's like Alaska heat. With more steps. It's like cold Alaska, bro. Except
it's Alaska. If it came off the Canada, went underwater, came back up, and just froze.
I think there's parts in Alaska where it's like dark, like almost 24/7. Like the light, like the sun's barely out.
Yeah.
That'd be cool that. Though. You're just like chilling like this the whole day.
I don't know. That wouldn't be too
at a point,
energizing.
Yeah, you got no sun.
Yeah, you like it's not. I don't want to say scientifically proven, but I feel like it is that.
You got like that vitamin D or whatever from the sun.
Yeah, is it vitamin D?
I'll look that up.
Maybe C.
If you're like Joe Rogan, fact check it. Let me check.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Trey to be my fact checker.
What vitamin comes from
I don't
from
know
the sun?
Why, but just randomly.
Vitamin D? Yes. From the sunlight, yeah. Now we're just back trying to back. Get the facts.
Yeah.
Bring his Chromebook.
Yeah. Perfect. Pay him nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Shout out, Troy. Somewhat.
Give him a half shout out.
Yeah. What you been up to, Matt?
Nothing. I've been just chilling, you know. I've been.
What you been thinking about recently?
Doing school.
You got any shorties, Mavo?
Nah.
You got any brodies, Madvo?
Brodies. I mean, yeah, I've been hanging with the boys, you know.
Women are overrated. Sometimes,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Not most of the time. I mean,
If you found one, you're good. You know.
I mean, if you're a Matt Vogt,
you don't chase them. You don't
have a problem with
like, you don't gotta chase them. You let them chase you. You let them chase you.
Yeah.
Don't treat him like a celebrity.
You
know.
You gotta worry about like yourself. Don't chase no bitch.
Brother Sims. I get the vibe from the clothes you're wearing.
I ain't no Sim, bro.
You have a cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
I think this was the homecoming shirt last year, bro. Caught this shit.
Oh, for real? You went to homecoming last year?
I did, yeah.
Wow. Nikita.
Yep.
Oh. Didn't you ask her out with like a poster or something?
Yeah, bro. I was just like.
Do you remember it?
I was like for gymnastics. She did gymnastics. I was like, my tumbling is on and then bearable, and I got her stuff bear.
Then what? Hoko? Question mark?
Yeah. And I was like, my tumbling is unbearable. Can you show me how at Hoko? And I just had the bear, and I was like.
Yeah. I remember that because I think I watched it, but then I left right before you did it.
Gave her the candies. Hoko was DC, you know.
You went freshman year or no?
Nah, did you?
Yeah, that's the only year I went. It wasn't that fun. I went to an after party. That was.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. I was supposed to go back to her house, but then I went over to Matthew Ozark's house and me, Matt, and him just chilled there. Fucked up.
That was.
Hey, chill out.
Hmm.
Stay away from that shit, bro.
Mhm.
Yeah. Last year you went? Matt, how about you? Freshman year did you go?
No, I didn't go freshman year.
Are you going this year?
I didn't even have it this year.
This year? No, they canceled it this year.
They're gonna have prom.
Nick brought up, he went to like fake homecoming.
Yeah, he did the folk hall, yeah.
Those shits are hilarious. Did Trey's friend group do that shit too?
Mm-hmm. That's just for the pictures.
Fucking hell. Oh, for real? They only took pictures?
I think they chilled though, but it was just like they mostly wanted to just get the Instagram pictures out, you know?
That's horrible.
That's what every girl did on their like their thing is just FOCO.
That's why I don't got Instagram anymore. Like, fuck that shit. I'm not really using Snapchat anymore either. I'm trying to keep it on the low. Just use iMessage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, not really the point of being on Snapchat all day, wasting time. I mean, I still don't do my schoolwork, even though I don't use Snapchat, but.
I've been staying away, you know, no one uses Facebook no more. Who the fuck?
You use Facebook?
Nope.
Oh, good. Because, yeah, the Zuckerberg.
He be taking your info.
I mean, every company does, but he got caught.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Facebook's only for, like the 50-year-old moms. Like, anybody, or, like, 30. Anybody above 30, they got their, like.
I'd say 35. 35 and up.
Yeah. You got like the Facebook like friend groups and all that.
Yeah, support groups.
Yeah, that girl's been chilling up there for a while, bro.
And his house is in there. I'm pretty sure I see him go in there all the time.
Is that like a bathroom?
It's a little outhouse with a hole in it, the top.
Wait, is that a bathroom? Cause I need to pee.
Yeah, go do it. It's gonna be dark as fuck in there. Leave your phone, Matt.
Leave my phone in here.
Yeah, yeah. This is what the cabin's gonna be like.
No phones in them. Fucking outhouse.
Are you for real? So shit. I just piss on the ground.
Actually, no phones, Matt.
Yeah, it does. It like messes with the squirrel.
You for real don't want me to bring my phone?
No.
Nope.
The squirrel's gonna attack him. Think about that. He went into the tap.
Mhm. He's gonna be taking a piss. And he's gonna pop up.
It's gonna be so dark in there. I don't know why I did that. To be honest.
I mean, he believed you.
Matt
just,
so Matt just walked into a pitch black fucking outhouse with a squirrel in it, bro.
He's just gonna be chilling in there. Bro, imagine, like, let's say you go to the cabin, no lights, you're just chilling there in the dark.
I mean, I can't do that shit. I can do, you gotta need lights or lamps or anything.
Bring those, like those old, like those,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Explorer fucking lamps.
Now, this is gonna be, we're gonna make a scary movie with this shit, bro.
Yeah, I am getting a scary movie vibes right now. Matt's just not gonna come back ever. It's gonna be killer in there.
What if there's a staircase, bro? It's a staircase that goes down.
Fucking awesome. Under the river.
What if he falls in?
I might get him out. That's deep as fuck. He's gonna be drenched in shit and piss.
That shit's nasty.
Yeah, that's horrible.
The tractor guy. I haven't heard him in a while. He's gone.
Who? Oh, lawnmower.
Mr. Mower.
Yeah. Damn, it's getting dark early now.
And what is it, like 4:30?
No, it's like 5.
It gets dark hella.
We might end it right now, that little potty.
Alright.
We'll wait till Matt gets him to look up so he can say his.
We can ask about his experience.
Yeah.
How was it?
Felt so good.
Was it scary?
It's pretty weird in there. Say that. They got the graffiti and shit in there. It smells like ass.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wonder why too.
Did you see the squirrel?
No, I didn't see the squirrel.
Did you pee on him?
Probably one of the whole look. Yeah, I was pissing on him the whole time. Did you imagine?
Why the fuck would a squirrel go in his, like, a shithole?
They don't know.
Quite literally. I'm pretty sure they can smell. They do got noses.
Yeah, probably.
I'd hope so.
We gonna end the potty right now, Matthew? So, what are your last words? What do you want to say to the kids?
Stay smooth.
Stay smooth.
All right,
stay
switch. I guess we can have that. How about you, Mike? 3, 2, 1.
Fuck bitches, get money.
I can't support that.
Why?
Because you gotta respect women and spend money.
Yeah, like when I say fuck bitches, I mean like fuck, comma, space, bitches. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like.
So you want to bring sexual?
No, sexual. Nothing sexual. It's like,
so you just like say,
you don't fuck with bitches. You get the money. You know, focus on the bread.
Okay, I can get with that. I can support that.
Money comes first, you know.
Yeah. So for the 6th graders and 7th graders, fuck bitches, get money.
Yeah.
Never or chase frick, a bitch. Frick, chase the bag.
Frick B words get money.
Frick female dogs.
In simpler terms. Never chase a bitch, chase the bag.
Alright, on that note, we're finna end it.
We out.
Peace out.